All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is a show where we discuss particularly mental health issues each week. Of course, anything can be about mental health because everything affects our mental health, and our mental health affects everything that we do and who we are. And Tell the Truth Faster is about living in the power of not carrying around secrets and shame and guilt and living in the fear of what would happen if I said this or if I don't say this, what's going to happen. All of that disempowers us. All of that kind of thinking, living in any kind of fear, keeps us from really being completely in the moment. And tonight's topic actually is living powerfully. And my guest who I'll introduce in a little bit is Honey Ward, who's been on the show before back in January. And she picked this topic. And, of course, I think everything that there is to say about therapy, about any kind of personal growth, is ultimately about living more powerfully. And we'll hear more of what Honey has to say about that in a little bit. But to stay in the moment, and which is the only point of power, Louise Hay, in her book Life, Reflections on Your Journey, in her preface, she says, "The point of power is always in the present moment. This moment is all we have. What we choose to think and believe and say now is forming the experiences of tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and so on. When we focus our thoughts on our thoughts and beliefs right now in the present moment, choosing these thoughts and beliefs with the same care we might select a gift for a personal friend, then we are empowered to set a course of our own choosing in our lives. If we are focused in the past, then we don't have a lot of energy to put into the present moment. If we are living in the future, we are living in a fantasy. The only real moment is right now. This is where our change process begins." Power can be expressed in a lot of different ways. When we talk about power, we talk about political power. We talk about power within a certain culture. We talk about power in a spiritual sense. We talk about power in the sense of addicts will talk about a sense of powerlessness, or turned their will and their power over to a chemical or a behavior or something like that. And the whole course of recovery, the whole course of personal growth, is about taking back our power. So what do we mean by taking back our power? Well, I believe that all of us are born incredible light beings, incredible powerful beings. With all the wisdom that the universe has to offer, we're born with it. And over time, we're taught to forget it. Unfortunately, we grow up, most of us grow up around adults, usually our parents, who have been taught to fear most of the world and most of their lives. And in doing so, in being taught to live more in fear, they've been taught also to give up their power. So as we're growing up, we're now learning to fear more things, to fear going to school, to fear riding on a bicycle or a two-wheeler, to fear walking around the corner, you know, crossing the street. There are a lot of things that, of course, make sense that we need to pay attention to and be conscious of. But there's a difference between being conscious of looking both ways before you cross the street, because there are vehicles and there are things that could happen, than living in fear and being so afraid to cross that street that you won't even cross it, never mind even get to the corner and look both ways. So, again, we're born with all of the wisdom, with all the power that all of us need. And this is what I tell my clients, too. I said, as a therapist, I'm not here to teach you anything. I'm here to help you remember. And it's certainly not a new phrase or anything, but it's the wisdom is within. The power comes from within us. And the secret is learning how to access it again. Historically, we've seen how power can do amazing things, and we've seen how power can also be very destructive. Now, we've seen political power be misused, you know, whether it's to the extreme of a Hitler or on the one hand, or how political power has really been used for the good of a population to create good things, to create schools, to create health care, to give people a sense of their own power through a vote as opposed to a political system that disempowers its people, as in a dictatorship often, where people are told what to do, what to believe, and when to do it and when to believe it. So there's the issue of political power. There's also the issue of power as we've been seeing a lot within the priesthood and all of the sexual molestation. People in power, people of authority, people that present themselves as someone to be trusted, whether it be priests or a therapist, parents, these are people that are there supposedly as role models of authority and power and teaching people to put some trust, and all of a sudden that trust is the ploy that is then misused and becomes hurtful. Power, again, is the difference between living as a victim or the power of knowing yourself and knowing that there's a purpose that you have in life and identifying it and learning whatever needs to be learned in order to live it fully. There is a quotation from Lao Tzu that I read today, and it goes, "He who knows others is clever, but he who knows himself is enlightened. He who overcomes others is strong, but he who overcomes himself is mightier still. He is rich who knows when he has enough. He who acts with energy has strength of purpose. He who moves not from his proper place is long-lasting. He who dies but perishes not enjoys true longevity." Again, it's about the power of knowing that what you're doing in the world is actually creating a sense of inspiration for greater things to come even after you, that who you are is just a piece of the chain, and knowing that is enough and powerful enough. So again, even the power within, coming from ego and coming from fear, can be very self-destructive. But knowing that that inner power that you were born with is an incredible, amazing gift that helped create you, and in turn, we're asked to use it to create magnificent things throughout our life, to be part of what inspires other people, teaches people what's possible through demonstration, not through words, is all an important thing. Even the song Over the Rainbow that I use for my theme song, the woman who sings that is Eva Cassidy, and I know a number of people always ask that, who is she, because it's such a beautiful rendition and a beautiful voice on her. This is a woman who died in her early 30s of cancer a number of years ago without having the success she's enjoying right now through the music that was left behind. She was shy, stage fright, and yet, even in the course of her cancer, the power that came through her, the inspiration she was to so many people and still is, and the power of her music that lives on, the emotion that comes through in all of her songs, there's very few of her songs that don't move me, is an example, again, of someone who takes a gift that's within them. And in her case, the fear held her back from a lot of things, but at the same time, when she started singing in small groups and small clubs in England and in the U.S., there was a power that all of us can relate to, that we've heard in other singers, other performers, other speakers, friends, relatives. These are the important things that when we're talking about power, the power is about passion. And to me, true power and how to live powerfully is also about living with passion, living with joy, living with a sense of excitement and newness, and almost like that childlike awareness that I said when we were children, we all had this in us. Think for a moment of the people that you know that are powerful in the creative way, powerful in a loving way, powerful in the sense of they're inspiring to you because of the sense of clarity they may have, a sense of peacefulness that they go about their things with. But you'll also find at their source, more than likely, to my thinking, some passion in there, a real spark that when you're in their presence, it helps, in a sense, spark your own passion. Something inside you just wakes up just by being in their presence. And to me, this is what living powerfully is about. And not living in, I'm a victim and I have to live this way because this is what life has given me and this is all I can do about it. I've had friends with AIDS on their deathbed eliciting a greater sense of power and inspiration than most people I know walking the planet, including myself much of the time. So again, power is about not just what one says, but how one lives. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, living powerfully, not just using the words, but taking that energy and being that inspiration and drawing on it for yourself. So when we come back after this break, we'll be talking with Honey Ward and get her thoughts and ideas about what living powerfully is about. So stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Does going to the dentist make you nervous or afraid? Well, you are not alone. There is a comfortable solution for you: sedation dentistry. With a simple pill, you can feel like you've slept through your visit. You can overcome the fears that stop you from seeking the dental cares you need. Call the office of Dr. Robert Sundberg at 480-947-7300 or visit them online at www.sundbergdental.com. Dr. Sundberg has successfully treated patients who have had bad experiences, advanced dental problems, fear of needles, problems getting numb, or no treatment for 5 to 30 years. Call 480-947-7300. That number again, 480-947-7300. Or visit them online at www.sundbergdental.com for your free consultation with Dr. Sundberg.
UN.
Over 350,000 Americans, citizens ready for the call. Heroes, you are the Army National Guard.
Make a difference.
You're trained as a soldier for America. Everything you do touches lives because you are part of an elite team.
Serve part-time.
Most Guard members serve 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year. You can go to college full-time or have a full-time job. You've got things to do, people to see, places to go. This is the best part-time experience a person could ever want.
Get the benefits.
It's a regular paycheck. It's the place where job skills are learned. It's the perfect way to pay for college. But most important, the Army National Guard is where
you become your best.
A leader, a team player, a success. Join us. We're on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD. In the Army National Guard,
you can.
Sponsored by the Arizona National Guard. Aired by the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Talk to our expert hosts. Call toll-free 877-900-5369. In the Phoenix area, call 602-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and tonight's topic is Living Powerfully. And as the announcer just mentioned, this is a live call-in show, so if you have something to contribute or some questions you'd like to ask about this, the toll-free number is 877-900-5369. If you're locally in Phoenix, it's 602-277-5369. My guest tonight, actually, is the second time she's on the show. She was on the show back in January 30th, I think, when we did the topic of coming out. And her name is Honey Ward. And for more than 20 years, she's been a nationally known speaker, seminar leader, corporate trainer, and program facilitator. And I know for a fact that she's inspired thousands of people to reach their own personal power. And so, honey, I welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
And it's nice that you're a repeat guest here.
Well, I
appreciated your desire to want to do it again. You suggested the topic tonight, Living Powerfully. So I'm going to kind of put it right into your lap in terms of what that means to you, in terms of when you're teaching people about their own power or living powerfully. What is it that you mean by that?
Well, thanks. And in the introduction, you certainly touched on a lot of these topics, so we'll be revisiting some of those because you had a pretty complete and a wonderful way of introducing some of these topics.
Right. Thank you.
From my perspective, living powerfully is a natural state of being. It's open. It's loving. It's connected. We have a sense of who we are as individuals, and also how we belong and how we fit into the world around us. And as you mentioned, we have often forgotten that. And that's it's a function of our culture. It's a function of what happens, I think, when we come into a body, that there's something about being in a body that causes us to have a separate experience. And so part of what our journey is about reconnecting to one another on that source level or soul level. And when we do that most effectively, we experience our power. You mentioned a couple of distinctions of different things about political power and this and that. I think often the word power gets used in a way that to me means force, that is antithetical to authentic power.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're really operating powerfully, we don't need to hold on. We don't need to control people. We don't need to do any of that. We can relax and trust in the process and trust ourselves to be able to deal with what comes up.
In other words, there's peace in power as opposed to effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's a model of consciousness with which I know you're familiar called the consciousness measuring scale that I use a lot in my work. And if we look at those levels of consciousness, the most powerful is, not surprisingly, called powerful and simultaneously empowering. Because when we're powerful, we empower other people. At the most compressed, smallest level is the powerless or depressed state of consciousness. And that includes that persecutor role that people take on sometimes about controlling or about putting somebody else down or about holding people in their place. That when we feel a need to do that, we are in fact not operating in a powerful way, because we have to keep all of our attention on keeping them squeezed down. It just, you know, when you think about it, you can't relax and go to the beach if you're busy being a persecutor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a relaxing place to be either.
Well, to me, from a psychotherapeutic approach, it's like, if you're already feeling powerless or whatever, you're projecting onto other people who may actually be in a better place than you are in terms of this topic, and that threatens you. So you have this need to kind of pull them down to your level so that there's a different sense of, in a sense, false power that you can start feeling. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of threat when someone else is actually finding that peace and has that sense of inner power.
Yeah, like who the heck are you to be so happy?
Exactly.
Little goody-two-shoes. You know, and I believe that underneath it all, that's what we seek. However, we are conditioned in our culture to go for drama and to go for excitement and to go for adrenaline, and we get a real charge out of running around that victim triangle in a powerless state of consciousness with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a real charge about being forceful with one another. I'm actually at this moment looking at a quote by Albert Einstein: "Peace cannot be kept by force; it can only be achieved by understanding." And that begins with understanding ourselves, and then extending that to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about these things, and as you know, I always like to draw the parallels to the larger circumstances of our lives in the world, because we think about this as individuals, but it absolutely applies to how we interact as citizens and as cities and as states and as nations with one another, because we are all in it together.
Well, I agree with that totally, and I think if we look at whether it's the Middle East or any other political hotspot and cultural hotspot right now, it's like everybody's in this state of counterattack and counterattack because they're afraid that the last thing that was done to them gives someone else more power, so they have to prove that they're just as powerful and blow up something.
Yeah.
And it becomes a vicious circle.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And it becomes increasingly dangerous. You know, when our consciousness was not expanded in the past, the worst we could do, you know, early on was to throw rocks at one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then it expanded to, you know, we would have a gun we could shoot, or we could, you know, and now, of course, we can obliterate thousands of people at the drop of a hat.
Or the planet. Mm-hmm.
So the stakes are getting higher, and our technology has gotten ahead of our consciousness. So part of what I see is the challenge of each of us in living more powerfully is to start taking responsibility from the get-go for our own lives, and then seeing, oh gosh, now how does that fit in to my community? How can I participate in a more responsible way? You and I were talking about being in communities where there's not enough water. We're in a third stage drought here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where
mm-hmm.
I live, and there's certain kinds of responsibilities that people have that go along with that. And that's part of being a good citizen, and it's part of living powerfully in our community and also looking for solutions in a bigger way.
Right. I know that you have said a number of times about taking personal responsibility for your own power and stuff. What is it, or what are some of the steps or tools that, the question when we come back will be, what are some of the steps or specific tools that in your work you teach people in order to achieve it. So we'll get into that as soon as we're back from this break. So stay
tuned.
Okay,
great.
Tell the Truth Faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Heart disease kills more than 700,000 people a year. Today, Dr. Jennifer Merez, Director of Nuclear Cardiology at North Shore University Hospital, talks about heart disease in African American women.
Heart disease is the number one killer of African American women. There is a higher incidence of high blood pressure in that community, diabetes, obesity, as well as high cholesterol. And so I think that every African American woman should see her doctor frequently, get blood pressure checks.
What are some of the symptoms women suffer?
Heartburn, sometimes just general fatigue or just nausea, decreased exercise tolerance, or just a overall feeling of malaise. They too can have symptoms of chest pain, the classic chest pain description, or jaw pain.
There are more than 20 million new cases of heart disease each year. To reduce your risk, talk to your doctor about lifestyle changes and the possible role of prescription drug treatments. This has been Health News Update.
When lives are disrupted, the Salvation Army responds with the tools to make them whole again. Whether it's substance abuse counseling, job training, or disaster relief, the Salvation Army knows rebuilding shattered lives takes more than tools from the hardware store. It takes the tools that come from the heart. Donate online at SalvationArmyUSA.org or call your local Salvation Army. Need knows no season.
Your business has to deal with two important issues. You have to keep ahead of your customers' needs, and you also have to be attentive to the needs of your employees. To better understand the dynamics of the workplace, tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon. Carter Harden will tap into the provocative current issues in the workplace that impact both employees and employers. What do you need to know as an employee? What do you need to know as a boss? Find out when you tune into The Carter Harden Show on Tuesdays at noon on Hot Talk 1100
KFNX.
Here's your current Hot Talk 1100 KFNX weather forecast.
All right, Phoenix, good Wednesday evening. Ryan here with your KFNX weather forecast. Today we had a high of 100 degrees. Tonight it's clear and dry with a low near 70 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 100 and lows into the extreme upper 60s and lower 70s. Currently around the state at this hour, 54 in Flagstaff, 61 in Prescott, 76 in Tucson, and at 10:30, 84 degrees right here at KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix.
Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler, and our topic tonight is Living Powerfully. My guest tonight is Honey Ward. Honey, before the break, I was talking about getting into more specifics. In other words, when you're working with someone or leading a workshop and teaching people how to get back in touch with what we both agree is a very natural state of being, what are the steps you recommend to people?
Well, before we do that, Stuart, could you give that phone number again in case somebody wants to call in?
Sure, of course. The toll-free number, if anyone wants to call in tonight, and hopefully we'll get some callers tonight, is 877-900-5369. 877-900-5369. If you're in Phoenix, It's 602-277-KFNX or 5369, 277-5369.
Great. Thank you. Well, one of the things that I think is most important is pretty close to the name of your show, which is about telling the truth about your experience.
Right.
So when you're finding yourself feeling powerless, deciding to trust yourself and telling the truth about your experience is crucial. And then make some agreements. Now, and this can apply to anything. It can be in a relationship with somebody else or something that just relates to you. You know, if you make a commitment to eat in a particular way, like not have desserts, then when you get into a circumstance where a dessert is available, if you want to feel more powerful, you'd keep your agreement with yourself not to eat the dessert. And if you have the banana split, it's not the end of the world, but you won't feel as good about yourself. You won't feel as powerful as if you did what you said you would do. So one of the fundamental things for feeling more powerful in your life is simply doing what you say you'll do. It couldn't be easier. And in practicality, of course, sometimes it's really tricky keeping your word. Sometimes that's an agreement, you know, about monogamy, or sometimes that's an agreement about a big project you're going to do at work, or sometimes that's an agreement about a marriage. So they're not always simple things. However, when we say we're going to do something, if we keep our word, we'll have an experience of our personal power.
Integrity, you're talking about?
Beg pardon?
Paul from Lynn.
You're talking about integrity. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about integrity.
Well, we certainly do have more integrity when we keep our word, absolutely.
Okay, and I think we have a caller, honey. Is that right, Ryan?
I thought
yeah,
I heard that,
I
too.
I'm from Lynn.
Okay.
Okay.
Go, Lynn.
Hi, this is Lynn, and I took Honey's workshop, The Experience, and...
Oh, hi, Lynn.
How are you?
Fine.
And I summoned up the courage afterwards to come out to my father, who was my only living parent, and it was so empowering to do that, and, you know, hearing you guys talk about power, it's... What I've discovered is... I have to have power over my own life before I can even consider making a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the point you were making about integrity, it's also about being authentic.
How do you define being authentic, Lynn?
Well, not hiding and having a charade.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in the closet, I was not coming from a place of power at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this workshop, the experience that Honey teaches in Santa Fe, is something that made a tremendous difference in my life. And anyway, I'm glad that you're on the air, and thank you for letting me talk to you.
Well, thank you, Lynn.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
And let me ask a question?
Sure.
Well, so what you described was that after you came out to your father, you felt more powerful.
Yes. Definitely.
And prior to that, you must have had some worry or some fear that you would lose something if you came out to him. There was some big risk involved, which is why you didn't do it before?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was totally in fear. Not only with him, but with my friends. I was afraid I wouldn't be liked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't be liked for just who I was.
And what is it went well with your dad in your relationships. Is it better with him than it was before?
It's a dream.
And with your friends
as well?
It was
a non-issue with him. And I told 20 friends thereafter because it was so easy after talking to my father. And when I told my friends, 2 out of the 20 had a slight problem with it. But now they've totally turned around. And they're just like, hey, it's still you.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope anybody that's listening will find the courage to do it, or... to at least come to your workshop and to learn more about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Thanks for calling, Lynn.
You bet.
Okay.
All right. So, there's a perfect example. Because so often we think if we tell the truth about something, whatever it is, hers happened to be about sexual orientation, that we're going to lose out. We're going to lose our job. We're going to lose something.
Abandonment of some sort.
Yeah, we'll lose our position in some way. And yet, over and over and over and over, what I know in my own life and what I discover in my work and my friendships and conversations with other people is that when we do that, when we are authentic, people respond in an affirmative way to that, because people like people who are real,
mm-hmm.
and they can smell it when we're not.
There's that sense of separation that is created when there's a piece of you that doesn't show up.
Yeah.
And whether there's a secret or whatever, I know it's nearly 30 years since I've come out, and I remember living so many years in that fear of what will people think when. And I actually found, and I've said this before on the show, I actually found myself getting angry after coming out to the fifth, sixth, seventh, or eighth friend and my parents and stuff like that, and nobody was rejecting me, and I'd spent so many years totally convinced that it would be the ruin of my life
mm-hmm.
if I got honest.
Yeah.
And the ruin of my life was holding back all the time.
And I think so many of us are doing exactly the same thing. You know, you courageously tell your own story. That so many of us are doing the same thing. We're not coming out. We're not telling the truth. And sometimes it's not telling the truth about things that we feel passionate about, not like it's some huge secret.
Right.
But just being in the moment, not having the walls up between ourselves and other people, talking about what we care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned before about international issues. If people sat down and said, you know, here's what my heart cares about, and the other got a chance to say that, and they really listened for the gold that each of them has to offer, I find it impossible to believe that barriers would not come down.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible to believe. And that's real leadership.
Well, the reality of it is Palestinians want to live in peace and feel safe. The Israelis want to live in peace and feel safe.
And they're in the same real estate.
Exactly.
So they've got to figure out how to make that work.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we find... We started off talking about these tools for living more powerfully. So making and keeping agreements is crucial. And then beginning to recognize that you have choice, that when the old stimuli come along that may have triggered you in the past, that sent you off to being timid or hiding out or getting angry or whatever it was, that you have the choice to do it differently. And then you start to take responsibility for your life in a bigger way. Because you start to really see, oh, I get it. I'm not just like a ball in a pinball machine.
Mm-hmm.
I get to really make some choices about this. So then it gets creative. You start to think, well, what's my vision? What do I care about? What do I want life to be like? What's my passion? You unleash your own energy. You spoke about passion earlier.
Right.
It's a step-by-step process. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you're either coming from love or you're coming from fear. Now, in a very general kind of way, that can be true. But boy, you know, if you're feeling fearful, that is not helpful.
Right.
Makes you want to just punch him in the nose. But to know that there's a step-by-step path that you can take to expand your own consciousness, and everybody has the capacity to do this,
right,
is liberating.
Well, right now, we are liberating ourselves by taking a break.
Okay.
So we'll be right back in a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Does thinking about money drive you to chocolate? As much as we might wish dealing with money would go away, it won't. If managing your money seems like a cross between a root canal and quantum physics, here is a book for you. Money Toolbox for Women, Simple Solutions for Mastering Your Money, written by Dr. Audrey Reed, delves into the mysteries of your money life and gives you new tools and skills in a simple, direct, to-the-point format that puts you firmly in the driver's seat. Money Toolbox for Women, Simple Solutions for Mastering Your Money is practical and uplifting. It will change the way you think about your money, which can create a solid foundation for new behavioral choices. It is dedicated to helping you deal with your money more efficiently. Money Toolbox for Women talks to you in a plain and friendly style. You'll find yourself saying, I can do that, or I will do that. This book is comfortable and easy to read. It will change your life. Order Money Toolbox for Women at MoneyToolboxForWomen.com or by calling 888-853-6564. Again, that's MoneyToolboxForWomen.com or by calling 888-853-6564.
Great leaders are found throughout an organization, not just at the top. To find out how to create leaders within your own workforce, tune in to Our American Workplace, Monday evenings at 8. Your host, Tom Pierce, will be applying his personal knowledge and experience to help you deal with such topics as finding the right job, what employers are looking for, utilizing performance appraisals, stress and spirituality in the workplace, and more. That's Our American Workplace, every Monday evening at 8, only on Hot Talk 1100 KFNX.
Now, more than ever, our country needs strong leadership.
A visionary leader, a Washington outsider, a candidate who's pledged that he won't take a cent of political action committee contributions.
A Republican candidate for District 3 who's going to walk his district between now and September 10th so he can listen to you.
His name is Dusko Jovicic. You may not know the name yet, but you will.
I'm Dusko Jovicic, putting people before special interests.
Paid for by the Dusko Jovicic for Congress campaign.
You're listening to Hot Talk, 1100 KFNX. Tune into Imus in the Morning from 5 to 9 a.m. and in the afternoons, the Tom Likas Show from 4 to 8 p.m.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and our topic tonight is Living Powerfully. And my guest tonight is Honey Ward. And we've been talking a lot about authentic living and keeping one's commitments and being honest and trusting self. And obviously these are all themes that are part of almost every show that I do. To me, all of us are out there teaching the same thing, but all of us have ways of approaching it that reach certain people and that others may not have as easier time reaching. And I know that Lynn, our caller, talked about the experience workshop that you lead.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say a couple of words about it? I know it's coming up in Santa Fe on June 7th to 9th.
Very good. I would love to. The experience is a three-day workshop that's focused on you and your life, and it is it's an opportunity to create heartfelt connections with yourself and others, to achieve your goals and objectives, enhance your sense of self-esteem, spiritual development, and have a richer sense of personal power. There's that word again.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens out of it is that people really have the ability to handle what life throws our way with a sense of grace and compassion. I find that many people are going through life kind of toughing it out, gritting their teeth and going through the motions, and it doesn't need to be that way. The experience really provides an opportunity for people to have more love in their lives, beginning with that sense of love and compassion for themselves, and let go of the baggage that's been hanging around, and really begin to have a fresh start. So it builds on all the wonderful things that people already have in their lives.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I took the experience, before I think you were involved with it, I mean, going back to when Rob Eichberg was doing it. I took it in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, before even moving to L.A., so it was like 1985, 86.
It was February of 1986.
Yeah. And
right here in the database.
Say again?
It's right here in the database.
Oh, okay. 1986 I took it, and it was just before I moved to Los Angeles, and it was the perfect thing for me to have done to set the tone for having, I had already made the decision to move, but it was also an important part of what helped me lay a foundation and open my mind to what I was about to encounter when I got to L.A. and even just leaving my home and practice and stuff. It was a very important thing for me to do at that time, particularly at that time, and I know it would be important to take a workshop like that for anyone almost at any time.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to reach you, they can find you at honeyward.com is your website, correct?
That's right, and on the telephone at 505-988-2000.
That's easy.
It's real easy, and honeyward.com, as you say. Mm-hmm. And part of what happens when we're functioning more powerfully, you were saying about different people who teach. We all teach, and we all learn all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what I think is beautiful about the way I like to organize workshops and really the way I like to participate in the world, the workshops are a lot of activity in small groups. So people get to really be with one another, and they share their own wisdom and their own experience, and they support one another. So it's very interactive. And when we operate most powerfully, we participate out in the world in that way, and we allow ourselves to support one another and to be supported. You know, a couple of days ago, I had a dead battery, and it stopped at a little store, and all of a sudden I had this opportunity to be supported by a stranger, and this guy just showed up, and he was beaming that he could, you know, jump the battery on my car and help me be on my way. And he got to, you know, he got to show up in a big way because I had this need. And I loved that. I loved that kind of interaction. And for me, it was, okay, so here's the adventure. How do I get to where I needed to be by 10:30, even though my battery just died?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I get to the yoga class, and which was one of my commitments? And boom, you know, I was there by 10:15, ready to go. Because I kind of made a game out of it, and I invited this guy into play.
Right.
And when we operate most powerfully, the kinds of emotions that we have are joy and ecstasy and serenity and compassion. And our primary attitude is one of love. So if the primary attitude you have is not love, it's a clue that you're not in your most powerful state of consciousness.
Right.
And that's I think, helpful to know. You know, because if you're toughing it out, if you're caught in being aggressive and positional, you know, if you're just hoping things will get better in life, you're not operating most powerfully.
Right.
And you can do something about it.
And people confuse, again, you know, they may think I'm being more powerful now because I'm being aggressive or I'm posturing of some sort.
Or I've got a lot of money.
Right. And I know that you do a lot of work with corporations, too, and this applies even on a corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, corporations can do harm, corporations can do good through the products or through the way they engage the culture that they're moving into, but also how they treat their own employees and
so important.
The respect that they show.
So important.
Yeah.
That's where most people spend most of their waking hours.
Mm-hmm. So we are going to take our final break here, and I'll be back with some final words in just a few minutes, so stay tuned.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Now, more than ever, our country needs strong leadership.
A visionary leader, a Washington outsider, a candidate who's pledged that he won't take a cent of political action committee contributions, not one penny.
A Republican candidate for District 3 who's going to walk his district between now and September 10th so he can listen to you.
His name is Dusko Jovicic. You may not know the name yet, but you will.
Because Dusko Jovicic isn't going to campaign from Washington. He's going to listen. Look for Dusko Jovicic at your local parks, neighborhoods, and small businesses.
Talking about what's important to you. Taxes, education, health care, Social Security, and our nation's defense.
I'm Dusko Jovicic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. Let's put people before special interests.
Dusko Jovicic, a Washington outsider with a political vision for Arizonans, a reformer with a plan to represent you without Political Action Committee influence.
Paid for by the Dusko Jovicic for Congress campaign.
A message for drivers from the American Association of Poison Control Centers. If you add or change antifreeze and other automotive fluids, keep them in their original containers. Close the containers tightly and store them in a childproof cabinet because small children shouldn't mistake them for drinks. If auto fluids spill when you add them or drip from the vehicle at any time or place, clean them up right away before pets can lick them. You want to take care of your children and animals as well as your car.
IMUS, Lycus, the best talk in the valley. Hot Talk 1100 AM, KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altshuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. Tonight's topic has been Living Powerfully, and my wonderful guest has been Honey Ward. And Honey, I want to thank you for being on the show again.
Thank you. I love that opportunity.
Oh, good. And hopefully we'll do it a third time.
Yeah.
So.
Could I just say one quick last thing?
Yes, please.
I would just like to remind everyone that the most powerful place to focus is on who we're being in any moment. It's not about what we have. It's not about what we do. If we focus on being loving, on being powerful, on being open and generous, then what we do and what we have will flow out of that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
And that actually overlaps with a quote I was going to read, I am going to read. It's an ancient quote by Mencius, which says, "The great man is he who does not lose his child heart. He does not think beforehand that his words shall be sincere, nor that his acts shall be resolute. He simply abides in the right." In other words, he just is, and he doesn't have to give it thought because it's expressing so naturally that sense of childlike power and wisdom and innocence and sense of right in how to treat people and awe of the world that you treat everything with respect. And it's a very important concept, very much like with Native Americans, and we can learn a lot if we will pay attention to a lot of the basic philosophies and ancient rites of Native Americans, which really had a lot of respect for nature, a lot of respect for taking care of the environment and seeing how spirit resides in everything from a rock to a bird to the mountains to the trees, the sky, that everything is spirit and everything is to be treated with respect and with awe and in a relationship. And the reality of it is we are in relationship with everything around us and within us. We're in relationship with our homes, with even the furniture in those homes and how it's decorated. We're in relationship with the car that we drive and the roads that we drive on and the community that we drive through and in and live in. We're in relationship with the company that we represent. And again, this is all about a sense of power, because when we realize the interconnectedness of every being on the planet with our own sense of self, it's humbling. And to me, living powerfully is living from a humbled place. And to me, that doesn't mean a less than place. Humility to me actually implies a sense of power, of knowing the magnitude and greatness of who we are, but that it's no greater and no better than anybody else, that all of us are powerful beings, wonderful beings, that all of us have that childlike heart and wisdom. And what I've called on other shows, all of us are earth angels, none of us more or less special than anybody else. And if we honor that earth angelhood in all of us and see that what we do in the world matters and impacts the entire planet, then maybe we wouldn't throw that piece of paper on the ground. Maybe we would smile at somebody who we pass by on the street. Maybe we'll be more conscious about how we talk to our loved ones or coworkers. Living in that humility, that sense of inner power, that sense of inner wisdom, and letting that light shine is about connecting with that power. Living more powerfully is also living more fully. That Honey was talking about earlier. Finding what is passionate to us. And maybe we've been afraid to say, I have an idea for a new product. I have an idea for doing something differently in this world because we think people will laugh at us. Don't hold it back. Great ideas have always come from everyone, not just an Einstein, not just Thomas Edison. So I want to thank all of you for listening tonight. I want to thank Lynn for calling in. I want to thank Honey for her time tonight and wish all of you well. And I want to wish my dad a happy 80th birthday. Yesterday was his birthday. I love you a lot and thank all of you for listening.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.